Perek of Tehillim starts off, L'David, Hashem, Oiri v'yishi mimi ira of David. Hashem is my light and my salvation. From whom shall I fear? Hashem ma'ayiz chaya. Hashem is the stronghold of my life. Mimi efchad. From who shall I fear? What is the difference between yira and pachad? We said in davening, l'fan of na'avad v'yira v'fachad. What's the difference? Are they the same or not? So there's an amazing drasha at the back of the Aruch HaShulchan. And it's in Drasha number 22, in Drasha's Ben Levi. So something so beautiful. The difference between Yira and Pachad is Yira comes from you. When a person is motivated to feel a sense of Yira, a sense of fear, of something awesome, of something huge, of something great, like Yiras Hashem, that's Yira. You think about Hashem. You contemplate his greatness, the importance and the gravity of life. You have Yiras Shamayim. Pachad, on the other hand, comes from other people. Like we say in Megillas Esther, Ki nafal pachad ha-yuhudim aleim. Rabbi me'ame ha-aretz misyadim. Many of the non-Jews at the time became Jewish because they were afraid of the Jews. When you're afraid of somebody else, that's pachad. When you're motivated by yourself, that's yira. The Aruch HaShulchan of Chil Mechel Epstein explains, it is known that when a person goes along at night and it's dark and you're walking in the forest, there's a sense of yira. You might fall down a pit, you might stumble over a log. The moment that dawn breaks and there's light, you're not worried about a pit, you're not worried about a log, but you're certainly worried about wild animals. There are two different types. One is yira, one is pachad. Similarly, a person in this world, you're in Olam HaHazeh, it's a world of spiritual darkness. The person needs to be afraid. Maybe I'm going to lose my way. And also, I'm afraid maybe someone else will take away my parnasa. One is the yira. That comes from me. One is the pachad, because that's other people. And therefore, David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, oiri v'yishi mimi ira. If I can internalize that sense, that Hashem is my light, Hashem is my salvation, I have a sense of calmness and tranquility. There's nothing to be afraid of. I don't have to worry about anything. Hashem ma'ayiz chayai. Hashem is the stronghold of my life. Mimi efchad. I'm not afraid of anyone doing anything to me. No one can harm me. No one can hurt me. When I'm walking along the right path, I'm safe, I'm secure. I'm safe from self-imposed fears. I'm secure from the things that other people can do to me too. And therefore, yira is the antidote. When we remember Hashem is Oiri v'yishi, we don't have to be afraid of straying from the Torah. We don't have to be afraid of losing our way. Similarly, we don't have to worry about our physical needs, because Hashem is Ma'ayiz Chayai. So important, this point in the year, this point in history, people are worried about their physical needs, and there's a legitimate, but having a sense of bitachon, the lived experience of Emunah, realizing that Hashem is Ma'ayiz Chayai, Hashem provides for everybody, might not exactly be the way that we expected, or the way we might necessarily want, but Hashem is absolutely looking after us. Hashem's looking after every single creature, sustaining and giving it life every single day. If we realize Hashem is Oiri v'yishi, Hashem is my light and my salvation, He's Ma'ayiz Chayai. And you don't have to worry at all. We can have this sense of confidence in Hashem.